This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Alan Pogenpohl, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurtz 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing of Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. And by Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobinot, thank you so much. Football Friday is 27 days away, but who's counting?
We are.
Oh, that's right.
The clock is underway.
Yes, it is.
T-minus, whatever, less than 4 weeks.
And everybody has been thankful for the cool summer we've had, but perhaps nobody more than the area high school football coaches and players.
So now we're going to have the big warm-up for summer.
Of course.
As
right on cue.
Underway. Absolutely.
In about 27 days.
Should
You know, week one will probably just be stifling. They will have practiced in nice, cool conditions all year long leading up to it, and week one's just going
to
be 95 degrees.
It normally is.
Game breaks for those water breaks.
Plus, you'll be looking into the sun
always
about game times, you know.
But you love it.
You love it, yeah. Yeah, it's you know, things are happening again once football season starts. So, good morning.
Morning.
Dave, morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. By the way, did we ever announce that Dave won? Was it you that won the World Cup?
No, Dave did not.
No.
Oh, you didn't win it?
Scott Merriman.
Oh, Scott Merriman. That's right.
We can't really
use blind draw.
I don't know if we can use his handle on the air. I don't know if we can use that.
I don't think we can use his handle.
I was perfect through the first two rounds. And
that's right. Okay.
We had
I was away when.
We had a gentleman in yesterday to record an ad, Eric Young, and he says, is that the Wismy Cup? Yes, it is.
For the NCAA tournament? Yeah. Oh, yes,
It's
still holding together?
It's in one piece.
That's what happens when you get super glue and duct tape. So joining us in studio today, Matt Milberg, Patty Clark. We're going to talk about the golf outing, which is coming up on the 23rd of August at Shoal Creek Golf Course to raise money for the Lincolnwood athletic programs. And is there more involved? Is it also cheerleaders and stuff like that, Matt? Since you have become the de facto chairman.
I don't think that's the correct term there, but good morning to you guys.
Hey,
and thanks
worry.
For having us today.
Don't worry, they'll come up with all sorts of names for
you. Yeah. I can see that as I keep coaching over the years, too. It's probably changed. But yeah,
quarter to quarter.
Yeah.
That's right. Patty and I here, and Dana Pitchford and Josh Stone kind of taking a bull by the horns for the most part, and we're doing a good job of trying to get the money separated to the teams accordingly, whether, you know, it goes down from the head basketball, you know, position all the way down to the junior high. So we're excited about that.
And, of course, this is the golf tournament that kind of spun off from the MTXE. Nokomis will have theirs as well. And we'll be talking to those folks, I think, next week or the week after. So, but it's so important that people get together and do these sort of things because most people enjoy the athletic programs at their local high school. And you just got to have this sort of support from the community to make things go.
You know, the biggest difference I said, you know, whenever I've said this before to you guys and to everybody is that, you know, coming from Pawnee that, you know, we don't have the luxury of doing this and then coming down here to have the availability of funds to buy, you know, whatever equipment we wanted. You know, it was a great thing whenever I got hired and Mr. Langheim, you know, showed me the funds and it was really a surprise.
Yeah. And it just makes I don't know that it makes you team necessarily any better, but maybe in their mind it does because they look like.
Well, you've always said
you got to look like
you're
the
same. You know, you look better, you play better.
That's
but
right.
I think,
and I think there's a little bit to that. Yes,
it could be. You know, we get new jerseys this year, but it doesn't come from the team play day funds. But hopefully, we'll play better in them.
Yeah, well, you're hoping they play better in them.
And when you can have good practice equipment too. I mean, that just makes a difference when you know that you've got the good things every day, day in, day out, to get your work done.
Absolutely. You know, the practice gear we use day in and day out. Whether it gets washed every day, I'm not for sure.
It doesn't. just be honest, Matt. It doesn't.
But we use them every day in the summer. You know, we have four or five league games in the summer, and I take them home and wash them every day for them in the summertime. But I don't do it every day during the winter, that's for sure. And by the stiffness of some of them, I've seen them hanging in their lockers. I know for sure they don't take them home every day. So they don't last as long as you'd like them to. So it is nice. And, you know, that's something else we're getting this year is our new practice gear. And, you know, the bags take a beating on the bus. You throw them on the bus, and people are stepping over them. You got to bring a kid up, talk to them, and the cheerleaders are on there too, and they have to wait to get off until we get off, and then their bags are, you know, the stuff is just nice to have whenever it's new.
Ah, yes. The rigors of being a head coach.
the school bus.
And traveling via school bus, yes.
That probably hasn't improved much over the years.
I bet it has.
It really has. You got air conditioning now. You got the radio, which doesn't play unless there's a win, and
Coach Lofka wouldn't even let you guys listen.
We couldn't even listen to the station on the way up to the holiday tournament final one year.
Now I do listen to the Carnival Holiday Tournament on the way from.
They were talking it up too good.
Still no seatbelts, though, right?
No.
Well, that's a whole other subject. That involves the state legislature. They've got enough stuff going,
Let's not discuss driver's ed this morning. Yeah. Let's just stick to the sports section.
Patty takes an awful lot of help from the community. You have a good base of corporate sponsors to start with. Why don't you give us a mention on the corporate sponsors and then go from there?
Yeah, we were really, really pleased with the response that we got. When MTXE decided to disband, there was a group that immediately got together and decided they were going to pick up where the MTXE left off. And one of those people that was big in that promotion was Chad Langheim, which unfortunately we lost him to a car accident. But so this first outing is going to be in his memory, and it's amazing the response we've had from people coming forward with auction items, the raffle ticket sponsors, the corporate sponsors. It's just amazing. So we're very pleased with response, and we're going full
and I know
steam ahead.
And I know Chad really enjoyed being at Lincolnwood.
He did.
He was some guy that you want in your school district to have as far as the educational aspect and the athletic aspect. He was, 50-50 on both of those. So it was nice to have him there at the school.
Well, is the tournament sold out at this point?
At this point, yeah. We got 16 teams in the morning and 16 teams in the afternoon, which is down from the past. But we made a decision, and we got a little waiting list, which, Rome wasn't built in a day, and we're going to start there.
Well, and when you have two shifts and really overbook things get really tight. And taking a step back and taking a breath.
The coaching staffs throughout the school district wanted to participate too for this, mm-hmm. and put in our own money for the kids. You know, some of us, myself and Joe Webb and Vern Pinkston and those guys wanted to golf and have a good time too. So, if you have too many people running around there and not enough – too many Indians and not enough Chiefs, you kind of get lost in translation. So
we're hoping for a fun day, and I think it's I think the format will work a lot better. It'll be I think smoother and faster, and a little bit more enjoyable, and we're looking forward to
still
it.
Still going to have some food there?
Yeah, we're going to eat and eat lunch and with the first crew coming in the morning, and then we'll have another meal in the evening, and we will then have a silent auction and live auction like in the past. So we want to thank all the people that donated items for the auction and some of the guys that are donating their auction time.
What sort of the prizes are available or things that you're going to auction? We can start with the big stuff.
Well, we have the two raffles that we have going on. The first raffle is the trifecta, which we have Apple MacBook Pro, iPad, and a 42-inch flat-screen TV. And
which I'm going to win, by the way.
Which
you say
we
that.
All
it's
want
going to go
those.
In my sunroom.
And then we also have another raffle that we're doing for two half hogs, and those were donated by Ron and Doug Kirkpatrick with United Producers. And I want to mention the trifecta sponsors, too. the local area Pioneer Dealers, Prairie Farms, and Rovi Seed Company were very generous in getting us started with those raffle prizes. And those raffle tickets are in the hands of the kids and committee members. And so now in the next 20 days, we're going to really try to get those tickets out there and get those sold.
What sort of things on this for the auction?
Some of the auction items are Cardinal tickets, same as in the past. We have a lot of, you know, traveled along to golf courses throughout the area. You know, Shoal Creek has done such a great job in working with us. It's right in our backyard. The golf team participates there, and we were able to use other golf courses throughout the area to exchange certificates and things like that. I got some certificates for food throughout the area. So it's going to be about the same as in the past. So we're excited to see what those will bring, you know, Illini tickets and such.
Gavin going to help out again?
Gavin's going to be gone that week. Mr. Brent Gurman is going to step in there. So, you know, maybe we can get a WSMI free tour. Maybe we can get a certificate.
I thought it's a nickel tour.
Well, it's when we never charge anybody for it.
If it brings 10 cents, we're happy.
They can be a special guest on Sports Saturday.
That's wonderful. Great. There you go. I'll drive them down.
There you go.
You know,
aren't we generous?
Well, that was nice.
Right there. That's called executive decision.
What's the
right
dollar
there
value on that one?
Well, let's discuss that.
Priceless.
Priceless. There we go. Priceless.
Priceless. Yeah.
One of the interesting items that we do have that we decided to come up with.
What would be even better maybe is a day with Tobin Ott. You know, that could be interesting right there.
Oh, boy.
My life is boring anyway.
Yeah.
There you go.
Go ahead.
One of the auction items we came up and decided with was at the meeting, our last meeting we had, somebody suggested that that we have a free pass to the sports, you know, to the Lakewood Gymnasium for the winter sports and such. And Mr. Vern Pinkston decided, well, why don't you throw in a bag of popcorn in there?
There you go.
So we got a, you know,
Vern's always big on the popcorn.
So we got an all sports pass with the popcorn, and I think Dana mentioned maybe getting some some chairs with backs on them and setting them up in the gym. So
now, see, that's an awesome prize. Like, yeah, if you really get down to thinking, there is no price on that. It's priceless.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single game and popcorn.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But what happens if one of the fans at Lincolnwood who sit in the same spot and have been in the same spot for like 40 years,
that was
50 years,
on the agenda.
Will they get the seat with their back on it in their spot? What I want to know.
We're not mentioning any names.
Okay.
But we know if you go to Lincolnwood games, who sits in those seats, that's for sure. Hopefully we have a winning team so everybody will be happy.
Maybe you'll make enough when everybody can have a seat with the back on it, right? There's a great idea.
That's right.
We need a break here on Sports Saturday. We'll come back with more in a moment.
Kurtz 24-Hour Heavy and Light Duty Towing in Litchfield has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust and is a Hertz car rental agency. Kurtz Crew Cab Rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurtz 24-Hour Towing can tow anything from your semi to a motorcycle. And now Kurtz does semi and automotive tires and repair, as well as complete automotive repair. So when you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurtz 24-Hour Towing, behind Denny's in Litchfield. GameZone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. GameZone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. GameZone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. GameZone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6.
And at 9:17, let's take a look at the weather forecast, brought to you this time by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunny skies for today, and we'll have highs of around 85 degrees, mostly clear for tonight with a low of around 60. Heading into tomorrow, sunny skies will have a high of around 85 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a chance of rain Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs will be in the mid-80s. The lows will be of around the upper 60s. At 9:18, we have a temperature reading of 70 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Farming doesn't follow an 8 to 5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:19, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Thank you, Tobin. I'm back here on WSMI Sports Saturday, and it's a Lincolnwood reunion of sorts, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Kind of, sort of. All three of us.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So we're talking about the golf tournament coming up on August 23rd at Shoal Creek to raise money for the athletics at Lincolnwood Junior and Senior High School. Patty, there's a party at, Fred's the night before?
Yeah, Fred's is one of our corporate sponsors, and they've been doing this for the last 3 years. And so they're having Steve and Tommy Vance play that night. They're going to have some auction items. It's really their anniversary party there, so would encourage everybody to come out there and have a good time and also support the new team outing.
Talk about the name of it, the team outing, Matt.
Yeah, that was one of Chad's big things. He wanted to do it for the kids kind of deal. So we kind of left that motto in there, and then we all decided that, you know, together everyone achieves more. It's one of those things where people are trying to learn the difference between that and the MTXC, but, you know, we're happy with what we got, and we're going to start there.
It's the same philosophy. It's for the kids, right. And that's when we get to the heart of it, that's what we're trying to portray here.
You know, in our relationship with Litchfield the last couple years has been a positive. We're going to be at Walmart here in the next weekend or so, selling raffle tickets with them. I know I just saw that cross country, I think, in the fall. We're going to have a couple athletes come over for cross country. And I know girls basketball, that's been a big issue there. So we're happy to have that relationship with them right now.
I see on the Lincolnwood schedule, there's going to be a girls basketball game at Lincolnwood in December.
Yeah, we mentioned that earlier today. The athletic director, Josh Stone, and I discussed that one time, deciding, you know, whether it's a good idea. I think it's a great idea. I watched Abby play and Taylor play in the junior high at the level, and to see them come back to the gym and play on their high school career, it's pretty exciting. You know, we have two gyms now. It's the school's done. The grade school is done and complete, and a brand-new cafeteria, and we're excited to show people.
Yeah. Who's the opponent that night?
And kudos to Litchfield High School.
Litchfield did not have to do that. Right. One of the things that that you think about is travel. Williamsville is going to come down I-55 and just stop by for a game right there on exit 63 and play us right there. So I'm happy to see that.
That's neat.
That's probably going to be on the broadcast schedule.
I would think so.
I would think so.
We'll be now.
Good. Look, it's
going to be That'll nice. Be a good ball game, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have the, you know, my basketball boys there and support the girls. I'm excited to see that.
Now with the second gymnasium. They're going to make life a lot easier, Matt?
Yeah, a little bit. We have, at times, in the wintertime, we had three sports. You had junior high basketball, junior high volleyball, and high school basketball going all the way till about 9:30 at night. So it's going to be nice to split that up, you know, and use that other facility right there, you know, not even 25 feet away from the other gym.
Yeah.
So the locker room to still be able to share, and anything that happens, we'll be close together.
So a little less jockeying and fighting for gym time.
Yeah, but our athletic director does a good job and schedules that all up, and it's been a pleasure the past 2 years.
So let's talk hoops, buddy. Basketball, summertime. How'd it go?
Well, you've always said that, you know, you couldn't wait till basketball
starts. Oh, absolutely. I got the days circled already. They're on the calendar and circled.
Still a while away, but we had a great summer. I think we went 14-9. You know, you try not to keep track of that, but you know, I try to keep track of opponent scores and our score and see where we're at. You know, and we were under 40 points a game defensively, and you know that's what I'm trying to push. And I was happy with that. That you know, I tell the boys every day on the way up, thanks for coming. You know, because if they didn't come to the summer stuff, then you wouldn't have a summer program and you wouldn't have a program overall. But that was one of Chad's big pushes whenever I was hired, was to develop the summer program. It's not like the olden days where you just could get together for a weekend and call it good. You know, you have to be committed. And I think our program has done that.
And really in the summertime, the players get a chance to kind of see the other side of the coach. It's, you know, it's a more relaxed setting and environment, generally speaking.
Oh, really?
Generally speaking.
If you got all 18 of them in here, they'd probably look at you crazy. But I'd said, you know, Coach Johnson and Coach Milberg, Justin, you know, I sat down, all three of us sat there and let them go and try to see what we can do as far as leadership goes. You only have, at times, depending on where you're at, one timeout per half. So if you can't stop a run, you know, it's up to your seniors and, you know, whether a substitution, get another guy in there to stop it. And, you know, me, I try to sit on the bench and not do much in the summertime. Except for coaching on from the bench side and showing kids, hey, do you see this? Do you see that? Because during the season, you don't really get a time to go one-on-one with a kid during a game. You have your five on the floor. You got to control them and then have your assistants trust your assistants, and I have that with these guys.
And actually sitting on the bench?
Yeah,
physically sitting on the bench?
There wasn't much.
Well, you know, it gets a little warm in the summertime, so you want to stay as cool as possible. So, yeah,
no shirt and tie, just t-shirt and shorts.
But it's a chance for you, Matt, to learn things as well as a coach, because you mentioned about learning, you know, seeing if your seniors will step up and you know, help stop a run or point out something to a teammate.
Yeah, absolutely. We are in a position now where my seniors this year were sophomores my first year, and sometimes I think by a look, you know, if I give them the look, they know what they did, and you don't have to sit there and explain anything anymore. You know, I know what the point guard I had, Brian Graham, but this year, you know, he's got to be the floor general for us on the floor, and every time something, you know, they look at him and he just look at me and nod his head, you know, and that's what you expect to see, is that relationship with your boys, and try to make the best decisions on the fly.
Well, the golf tournament's coming up on Saturday, August 23rd at Shoal Creek. If you don't play golf and still want to come by, that's encouraged as well.
Yeah, I was going to mention, too, I mean, I have alumni that don't golf, and they have offered to donate money. You know, some of them related to me, some of them not. But they discussed, you know, whether I was coaching there or not, they still wanted to support Linkwood Athletics. So, you know, they donated some money, and they can be friends to the program and I'll donate anything they want to.
And it's great for our little communities here in the listening area. They all have sports boosters and organizations like this to get together and help raise money to keep these things going, because it's a very important educational aspect of life for kids growing up. I mean, kids, it's been shown time and time again in studies that interscholastic participation in extracurricular activities helps at every level of life, whether you're looking for a job, in a job, maybe in a managerial position. These sort of things help out tremendously.
It's really nice that these, you know, businesses are saying yes to us. You know, they could easily say no. I think that the biggest thing that we have is a community, and even you guys who offered to, you know, have us come and discuss this. You know, before we went on air, you asked if we could send scores to you in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. And the relationship that you build with these people, you know, whether it be in the radio business, the head coach and the basketball team, all the way to the CEO or the president of the bank.
Yep.
You know, the relationships you build with these people just last for a lifetime.
Well, looks like everything's lined up and you guys are in good shape here. So and traditionally that weekend is great weather.
Well, what'd you say that for?
Because we always say that. We always say that. We set the precedent. We've said it every year, and we're going to continue to say it.
So. We always had Maury Huff in charge of the weather, and didn't. He was pretty good to us, and now we've got Chad there with him.
That's right.
So we're looking forward to a bright, sunshiny day.
Tag team effort.
Yep.
I'm not very happy with Chad right now. We went to the Cards-Cubs game Friday at Wrigley Field, and the Cubs won, and I knew right then and there what was going on there.
If anybody has any questions, Patty, they can stop by First National Bank and talk to you. They
Please
can give Matt a call.
Yeah, they can get to the school, and yeah. Josh should be at the school, and you know, school is starting up.
So oh, man, it's crazy. It's great. And they're going to have an opportunity for the community to walk through the new grade school, hopefully?
That's the rumor I've heard, so looking forward to people maybe getting a glimpse of the new
place. That came together. It was a mess, and then all of a sudden it was cleaned up. I'm going, wow.
Yeah, I think people in every community, you know, involved with Panhandle District are happy and pleased to have a new facility like that and be able to utilize that.
Okay. Matt Milberg, Patty Clark, thanks for joining us, and we'll let you guys skedaddle out of here.
You've probably got
things to do, and we look forward to seeing you down the line.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Well, there we go. That's August 23rd at Shoal Creek Golf Course, and you can stop by even if you're not playing golf.
Quickly approaching.
And you know, get involved in the silent auction, get involved in the other activities, and just have a great time. And, you know, it's great, again, that our local groups around our communities get together and do this for our athletic teams, because I think most people like to buy into the athletics of a local school district. You know, it's kind of it's what we do.
In Lincoln, I've always been impressed. Lincolnwood really travels well and shows up, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. They have, and traditionally. And I think we can say that about a lot of our schools around here. They do travel pretty well, so we have a rather loyal following. And maybe that's a part of Americana that, you know, will eventually disappear.
Because it's not what it was,
no.
30 years ago.
Yeah, you know, back when I was in high school, there were a lot more kids, and families were bigger, and family farms were bigger, and I can remember, you're probably sick of hearing this, but I can remember playing local competition, and if you weren't in line at the gymnasium at 5 o'clock at night, you didn't get in.
Right.
I mean, it was just that way, and not that way anymore. Although there have been some great crowds, especially come postseason time.
Yeah.
We've seen some terrific crowds in recent years. So
times, they are changing, Latari. Somebody wrote a song about that.
Yeah. somebody has written a song about virtually everything in the world or in the universe. You know?
That's so true.
And so, some of it we can't really repeat. So.
You mentioned how well Lincolnwood travels. When they come to Hillsboro, that gym is always packed, and it's kind of like a mini rivalry. It's not Hillsboro-Litchfield. But it's got.
Oh, there's a rivalry.
If
you're involved
little
in the, you know, Nokomis Hillsboro, Nokomis, yeah, it's a great rivalry for the county.
Yeah.
And
the
county schools, no matter what county you go to, there's just a county rivalry. And, you know, Nokomis travels well. I think Hillsboro's been traveling a lot better, and Litchfield as well in recent years. And, you know, that's. We've spoken all summer long about it. What a great sports season we had last year. You know, from football all the way through, baseball was just terrific. And, you know, we anticipate much the same this year.
Well,
really do.
You talk about the rivalry that Litchfield and Hillsboro have. Look at the games, basketball games Litchfield-Lincoln would have had over the last three seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, fantastic.
At the holiday tournaments.
Everything's been decided by like 3 points or less.
And there's nothing better when you have a gym that's got that juice with the fans and the student section, and they're all in it. I tell Mr. D all the time before we get going on with the games, it's like, man, this gym's got juice tonight. You know, I really feel it. But there's no better feeling. It's an electric
atmosphere.
There's
no question. It's a different feeling when the gym's full.
Oh,
no doubt about that.
You know, and a deafening sound.
The band playing.
A band playing, and, you know, the game is tied right down to the end. It's a big rivalry, and you've got people from both sides of the gym yelling and screaming and standing. And, you know, the broadcaster has to stand up and look over everybody. That's, you know, that's what we love. We love that sort of stuff. That's
You'll
great,
have to so. Do that too many.
No, not too many places. Every once in a while, though. Think of what I do.
Good problem to have.
Good problem to have. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like when people say, you got to be quiet? No.
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 No, 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 no.
Be louder.
You don't have to be quiet at all. You know, and I often tell people, you know, part of what we do is we sell the broadcast with the ambient sound and the crowd and the cheerleaders, the band. You know, that's all part of what goes into making a broadcast. And, you know, it's the theater of the mind. You can close your eyes and you can actually see it. If we're doing our job correctly,
that's right.
You can actually see what's going on at the gymnasium or at the football field or whatever. So that's why I love about this business. I really, really do. I like, and I hope I don't fail, but I enjoy being the eyes for people at home listening. So
you've done a good job with that over the years.
You know, it's been a heck of a lot of it. Beats working for a living.
There you go. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. 27 days away.
27 days now. Oh, wow. Wow, Football Friday.
And basketball will be 40 days away. So
basketball will be here before we know it.
Yeah.
I mean, it really will be.
The way time flies.
Well, yeah, as close as the football season is, it's going to be over like that.
It goes so fast.
The
9 weeks.
The 9 weeks is just
half of the finger. Yeah. It is.
It's just a blink of an eye. We say it every year, but it is. It's incredible. It's incredible. We're talking about week one results, and then all of a sudden we're talking playoff points.
Right. No, that's so true.
Are we having a – is it Road to DeKalb or Road to Champaign this year?
This year it's Champaign.
Back to Champaign this year. Yeah,
Champaign. And we'll do that on that, Monday night after the announcement.
That seemed to work out better, I think.
Yeah. You know,
instead of trying to harass the coaches basically the night when they've got their assignments.
Yeah.
Everybody had time to prepare.
They want to celebrate with the kids. That's they right, want to do their thing, and we're going to give them that opportunity. And then we could talk about it because they may have seen a tape by then.
Yeah, exactly. By Monday, definitely know about the opponent they're playing.
Yeah, and in fact, I got several nice comments about our program last year where we did it. We moved it from that Saturday night to the Monday because it just kind of made sense for us to do that.
Instead of us stalling on the air waiting for the internet feed to come through.
Or being on the right web page.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Live radio.
That's right. Nothing,
nothing
like it,
man.
Nothing
I'm
like
telling
it.
You.
So we will have Litchfield Greenville for you on WSMI FM 106 on August 29th. That'll be the first broadcast of the year.
That's where we officially kick off the season. So, and the Illini play the next day.
That's right. Youngstown State.
Yes. And the Illini, of course, the Big Ten has shuffled things around with the addition of teams. They've shuffled their schedule around a little bit. So the Illini are starting the same week as high school football. So we'll have the Illini broadcast. Maybe the Illini will be a bit better.
Youngstown.
Now that's funny.
Well, you know. I have to say that we're an affiliate. You know, I really don't have to say that.
They should
at
least beat Youngstown State.
They should beat Youngstown State.
Well, I said yesterday when I was on the air, you want to listen on to Youngstown State's game because that could be the win for the year. You know, you want to hear them win a game. Well, that's probably the one. They'll be good that day.
If Appalachian State can beat number 5 Michigan, then maybe Youngstown State can beat lowly.
Anything can happen.
Illinois.
That's right. That's right. That's why they play them.
That's who I was thinking of, the team that went to the Big House and –
I remember that. That was the
debut
of the Big Ten Network. The very first game, Michigan loses.
That's a little awkward.
Wow. Oh, excuse
We're
us.
We're kicking off this huge network, and our team can't even. You know, number 5 in the nation can't even beat Appalachian State.
You know, you don't see quite as much of the big upset in college football as you do in college basketball.
Yeah, college basketball is. That's why the NCAA tournament is terrific because you've got those upset-minded teams, especially in the first rounds.
But you've seen a little more of it in college football now.
Yeah.
A little bit more
of
it, but certainly not to the degree that you see it in college basketball.
No,
it's more talent distribution in college basketball than college football.
Well, and part of the situation you deal with college athletics is they're not going to be there for 4 years. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to make their mark and move on. So I think there's more of a turnover in college athletics anymore, and maybe that leads to a little more unpredictability.
Keep an eye on the NCAA with the football and that, with the big leagues threatening to...
Talk about times be a change.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Breaking away.
NCAA.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Well, you know, I thought for years that something like that could happen, and that might be a way to basically shake things up and take another look on how they handle college sports. It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. The things they worry about, number one, with the relationship between the coaches and the kids, you know, not being able to buy them a hamburger, for God's sake, that's just dumb, absolutely dumb. But another ridiculous aspect of it is the amount of money that's involved. And you know, you look at the bigger college programs, sometimes they have more coaches than other smaller schools have team members. And it's just crazy.
Well, it was like that last year when Staunton was playing Sterling Newman Central Catholic for the state championship. And I don't remember the number now, but they had so many coaches. They almost had more coaches than Staunton had players.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
Are they all up in the press box with you?
No, they're all sideline.
No, they're
all really?
Sideline.
Every one of them on the sideline.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Well, everybody, you know, you get to that level, you want to be on the field, on the state tournament field.
Yeah. Well, you know, they always have usually one or two coaches that'll be up in the press box, but a majority of them,
you know,
down on the sideline.
It's about walking on that field playing for a state championship. That's pretty special.
That's a feeling you never forget.
You know, playing in a state tournament, no matter what level, junior high, high school, college, you know, a championship level contest, being on that venue and stepping out there,
pretty
special.
That's why I don't Are they going to be alternating to DeKalb and Champaign? Is this the new norm now for football?
For the next few years, yeah.
See, I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing it out of necessity, but in a way it kind of takes away from what you're talking like.
No, yeah.
This year the kids get to walk into Memorial Stadium,
yeah.
You know, to U of I.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a difference. I mean, DeKalb Stadium, Husky Stadium, very awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool,
yeah.
But,
and
it's
probably,
not, but it's not Memorial Stadium.
No, it's not Memorial Stadium, but when you talk – when you talk to crowd size, it's probably a little more accommodating, a little more friendly.
Oh, atmosphere-wise.
Atmosphere-wise, and because you'll have a, you know, relatively small group in a big Memorial Stadium, whereas the Husky Stadium will be a lot more packed.
No doubt about that. So. But, like, from the player perspective, like, we talked about this when the basketball tournament left U of I, and it's worked out great in Peoria.
Yeah.
But those first few years, it was like,
odd.
Boy, this isn't the Assembly Hall.
No.
But it's worked out great.
Don't be surprised, though, if the State Farm Center gets a crack at it again after they get the renovations done. That's my prediction.
They'll never get it if they don't have an experience.
Well, they may get an experience of some sort.
Well, they get that. They'll be hard to keep away from it.
They'll be hard to keep away from it.
Isn't that slated to be finished in 2016?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that'll be about the time. I think they're looking to renew the basketball tournament for another 2 or 3 years.
Funny how those things work.
Yeah.
Are they
And by the way, we're going to talk with Matt Troha on the 23rd of August. On the sports show, he's the IHSA media rep, and we had talked to him last couple years, and it's always good to catch up with what they're doing. Yeah, in fact, last week he made the effort to send an email, said, hey, do you have any suggestions? We're going to have our media advisory meeting. What do you, you know, what's on your mind?
So that's always dangerous.
Asking media people, what's on your mind? But the thing of it is, you know, I sent 2 or 3 things in, and he immediately said, hey, we'll talk about them. Yeah. And, you know, may not be able to do anything, but at least they're going to bring them up, and we appreciate that. And
when you start dealing with people in the IHSA, you really get an understanding for what type of first-class run organization it truly is.
Yeah, and there are people who, obviously, we've talked about how the state is looking into things, and even people who
they're looking into the ISHA, though.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. I still contend that it's not an easy job to administer 45 or whatever number of programs that they administer and only have 2 that make money.
That's staggering.
But, you know, that's pretty staggering because it's great that kids who like drama and speech and chess and bass fishing and all these other things get a chance to participate in a state-sponsored event. And only because the money it's made from football and basketball. And, yes, there are big bucks there. There's always going to be big bucks there because those are the money makers, you know.
Wouldn't have the Scholastic Bowl champions from Litchfield if it wasn't for what they did.
That's right. That's a perfect example right there. And what does it mean to those kids? It meant a lot for us to have them on the sports show.
Very cool.
Yeah, I think that it was really cool. And, you know, we were impressed. That's the one thing we said as soon as we got off the air, how impressed we were with those young people. Calm and collected under pressure. You know, their first time on the radio, no big deal.
That's easy compared to what they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
In Scholastic Bowl season.
Didn't Matt tell you went to the wrong food buffet at Northern? When you guys were covering?
That's the championship.
Carl and I might have slipped into the IHSA food line. Better than what they were serving the media. We didn't know.
I don't think the media gets anything, do they?
They had some chips and some hot dogs, but you know how Carl is. He hears food. He's like a hunting dog.
Well, he's
all senses up, and I just followed him. Let's go.
Well, you followed the public address announcer, didn't you?
He came back with food.
Okay.
And that got Carl's attention, and we located it, and we were on our way.
The radar.
And then we were notified, technically, that's not for the media. So if they
I should have said something about that in my email to Matt Troha. Hey, Matt, can I add another thing in here? A little more food would be nice,
That's right. Never happy, never satisfied.
I tell you what. When you get a team that gets involved in these state tournament runs, no matter the activity, it's a lot of fun. And maybe they don't play to big crowds, maybe it's a smaller secluded crowd, but there's an awful lot of pride that goes along with it, just like the Scholastic Bowl team, awful lot of pride associated with what those kids did.
You always hear them talk about going on the ride, taking the journey.
There you go.
There's nothing like it when the journey ends in the state championship game.
And you do learn. You do learn from these sort of things, about interaction with people and hopefully become a better person for it.
That's exactly right. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We're back with more in a moment.
Cool off this summer with farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Serve ice-cold glasses of Prairie Farms whole, 2%, or skim milk at every meal. Or try the plastic pints for a healthy snack on the go. For a light summer lunch, try Prairie Farms low-fat cottage cheese or yogurt, or fresh veggies dipped in Prairie Farms French onion dip. And nothing tops a baked potato better than Prairie Farms butter and sour cream. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
And at 9:44, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest. In Carlinville and Jacksonville, you'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today, we'll have a high of around 85. Clear skies for tonight with a low of around 60. Then for tomorrow, sunny skies once again. Expect a high of around 85 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies with a chance of rain Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs will be in the mid-80s. The lows will be in the upper 60s. And at 9:45, we have a temperature reading of 73 degrees. The weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in just a minute.
Teamwork Rehab, physical therapy at Hillsborough Area Hospital can provide you with all the services you need for living well, working effectively, and playing at the top of your game. We specialize in aquatic therapy, work hardening and conditioning, phase 3 cardiac rehab, orthopedic and sports rehabilitation, custom splinting and orthotics. Let our team of all licensed professionals meet your speech, occupational, and physical therapy needs at any of our 3 convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsborough, and Nokomis. Give us a call at 532-416. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital.
Since 1899, 4 generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsborough, you do have a choice.
And at 9:46, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Thank you, Tobinot. Back on Sports Saturday, the Cardinals made a bit of a move.
They made
this week.
A couple of moves this week, and hopefully to shore up their pitching, we will find out this weekend as Masterson pitches today and Lackey will pitch tomorrow. If Lackey pitched like he did against the Cardinals in the World Series, that's okay.
That's okay, but yeah. Unfortunately, if Wainwright pitches like he has in the second half, it doesn't matter what those guys do.
No.
They'll be going nowhere.
Waino is just, something's out of whack.
Seems to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was telling David earlier, maybe this is totally off, but it seems to me All-Star game flack, that whole media thing that came about with the Derek Jeter, it seems, maybe it messed him up mentally. He just seems off.
Well, look who he's not throwing to.
Who's not throwing to Yadi. That's a fair point.
He didn't look that. He had that one start before the All-Star game not throwing to Yadi, and since then.
Yeah, but he didn't look that bad his last start against Chicago.
No, he was good there, but two of his 3 starts post-All-Star break have not been good. It's probably nothing. I mean, it happens when you make 35 starts in a year. A handful of them are not going to be good. But, you know, it's just interesting timing, I guess.
Well, and again.
Because he's such a good guy.
Such a good guy. Cardinal fans have been spoiled so much by the guy who probably should have won a Cy Young Award but never has. And you throw that in there with a combination of lack of Yadi, you may be onto something. So, I don't know. Time to right the ship, but time's running out.
Time is running out.
You know, it's put up or shut up right now.
And Mozeliak, I mean, he made the big move, and he's not afraid to make the big move. And when you trade Alan Craig and Joe Kelly, I mean, that's basically sending a message. To me, it sends a message more to Mike Matheny than to the players. As to say, you can't keep playing this guy. Because if you remember, a few years ago, I think it was Mozeliak's first year on the job, Chris Duncan was playing all the time. La Russa kept playing. Duncan was hurt, but he had been a key contributor to a world championship club, and La Russa just kept waiting for him to come around. Mozeliak finally said, if you're not going to do what needs to be done. I'll do it for you.
Yeah.
And he traded him. And I think that's exactly what has happened here. If you're not going to play Tavares every day, I will remove the person that is in the way.
Right.
He did a Billy Bean in Moneyball.
There you go. Yeah. You're right.
I think so.
You're right, Tobe.
Well, by the way, Craig, don't have him either. He's got traded too.
Yeah.
Him and his, you know, I think $26 million that he's left.
Yeah.
That's Boston's now.
Yeah.
You're killing me. You're killing me.
That was Mozeliak's second year because it was 09.
Okay.
Because 08 was his first year.
So we'll see. And you know, here, what I find ironic, off season, first part of the season, all the Cardinals have all this pitching. They've got all these young arms, got all this pitching, and everybody, we you know, and when we actually sat down and thought about it, we say, well, we can't expect this year what happened last year. We really can't, and it hasn't.
We sat
because that's normal. That's just what happens in baseball.
We sat here,
but you know, we also said, look at all that pitching they have, but. How many times when you're loaded with pitching do people go down?
Yep.
No, do injuries occur? And son of a gun, it's happened.
That's right.
Well, and I don't think anybody expected – well, I hope nobody expected the Cardinals to have the offensive year they had last year. But,
you know, so many people had career years last year.
Yeah, but they still should be performing better than they are. I mean, everybody's gone from having a career year last year to having a career worst year this year.
That's right. But, you know, guys, we sat here on this very show before the season started when basically every baseball expert on the planet was picking the Cardinals to win the pennant, probably win the World Series, odds-on favorite, and we talked about it. How many times does the team that gets that at the start of the year have exactly this type of year? They can't get anything going. Two steps forward, one step back.
Both teams in the World Series are having down years.
Well, that's right.
Boston's.
But Boston was bad the year before they won the World Series.
Right.
They kind of caught lightning in a bottle last year and won. You know, the Cardinals have been building consistently good clubs here over a long period of time. And they're not a bad club. You know, it's just the expectations are so high.
They're
three games out of first place.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like the world's falling apart.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
three games. They made that up in one weekend last year, you know. And again, it may not happen this year, but it's possible.
So. The thing that got me is what Detroit gave for David Price, the Cardinals should have been all over that.
Well, and John Mozeliak actually came out and said after that trade was made, he's like, if I would have known that's what it would have taken, then I could have put a package together and still kept Tavares. So that's what's funny is after the Price trade came out, you know.
See, I personally am not that upset that they didn't get David Price.
Especially after they made the Lackey deal, I was like, okay.
But he's going to get.
They're done.
Right, but he's going to be a $100 million pitcher. That's what he's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get him for next year, but then he's a free agent. So you sign if you're going to trade for him, they would have signed him.
Right.
So then he's making $100 million.
Right.
Wainwright's basically making $100 million. And assuming Waka comes back, he's going to be that type of value dollar pitcher. You can't have three $100 million pitchers on your staff.
You've still got to extend Lance Lynn, too.
Exactly. So, I mean, you can't pay everybody.
All of a sudden, Lance Lynn is becoming a very important part of the Cardinals' rotation since he's become a lot more consistent this season.
Bizarro world.
Yeah.
What's interesting is
he's so reliable.
The alternate evil universe has struck.
With Joe Kelly getting traded on Thursday, Joe Kelly and Shelby Miller obviously being best friends, each other being each other's best man in their weddings, Shelby had a different look to him during Thursday. I mean, he was pitching.
He looked like he was ticked.
Yeah, he was pitching.
Didn't he?
Angry.
I mean, and you know what? And over the years, I've had coaches tell me about athletes that until you get in their face and make them mad, they don't play up to their expectations. And sometimes you just got to make them mad. Yeah. And Shelby Miller looked like he was pretty ticked off.
He looked mad. He came out and said afterwards, I guess, he wants to be a Cardinal for the rest of his life.
There you go.
And, you know, that was some of the reports coming out, too.
And that's good to hear.
Oh, yes, it is. But that was one of the reasons Mozeliak made the move, too, was the clubhouse was too complacent.
Yep, right.
They were too buddy-buddy.
Yeah. Right.
And,
right.
you know, Matheny, you heard some quotes from Matheny talking about it's a sad day in there. Hey, this is a business, man.
Yeah.
You know, if you guys didn't want to be sad, maybe you should have won a few more ball games.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know about you, but Justin Masterson sure sounded happy about being traded to the Cardinals.
He did.
That's what's crazy.
Did.
Like, well, Masterson and Lackey both. Lackey's not willing to play for $500,000, the league minimum, just on any team.
Yeah,
I mean he's if he gets traded to Baltimore, he's not going to play
for
$500,000 there.
Yeah.
But because it's the Cardinals.
Bet he doesn't pitch for $500,000.
No, they'll take care of him.
They'll take care of
this whole trading deadline day though was strange. I mean, who would have thought the Yankees and the Red Sox would even make a trade
together? That's right.
I mean, that's weird.
Talk about bizarro world. There
I
you
mean,
go.
Well, yeah. Whoa.
You know, that's probably the most bizarre yeah. probe, and you're right.
Since the CBA, the new CBA came out, what, 2 years ago, something like that, the trade deadline kind of lost its luster, and then this year happened, and it was like, this is the greatest deadline that's been in
a while. And then that's just it. I think, I don't know that there were the quality people last year, and again, I think that second wild card makes so much of a difference when you're dealing with the trade deadline with teams that are still in the hunt for that one shot to get into the, you know, into the opening round of the playoffs. So
Tampa Bay is a perfect example. I mean, they're, what, like 4 or 5 games under 500, yeah. and they were holding off on trading Price because, well, maybe we have a chance.
We got a shot. And, you know, with Madden, it was possible.
And the Cardinals have proved that just get in. I mean, they went from the wild card game to the World Series.
Yeah.
Or to the LCS the year before last.
The trade,
but just getting in is the main thing. Yeah. You got to get there. Yeah. You can't compete unless you get there. So
the trade that got me was the Boston-Oakland one for Cespedes. I never thought Oakland would let him go. But
well, he was. I think he's a free agent in a couple years, and his contract is very weird because he's an international player. They can't make a qualifying offer on him.
Another agent involved somehow where they have to pay?
There might be a fee.
I think that's on Puig or on Cespedes, though, because I think Puig had the same situation.
Yeah, okay.
I just know that the team that has him can't make a qual. They have to either non-tender him or extend him. There's no, hey, qualifying offer, you reject it and we get a draft pick. So.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And who knows, how maybe long before they before the international players are put into the drafting pool?
I think it will be sooner than later.
I think they're talking about it.
In fact, I think we'll see it probably within the next 2 or 3 years.
I
really think so. Mm-hmm. We're seeing so many people, you know, so many players from other countries now, and the World Baseball Classic, I think, that's one aspect that the WBC is helping out on, you know, exposing good talent elsewhere. So,
well, a lot of baseball talent
out
there.
Oh, there is, and you know, baseball, the World Baseball Classic doesn't mean a whole lot to Americans because we have our Cardinals and the Cubs and the teams that we follow. But to the rest of the world, it's a pretty big deal. It's a World Cup of baseball.
Well, they should do it like that.
Yeah.
They should take basically a month off of the Major League season and have it then. Have it in July.
Yeah.
No All-Star game, no Major League games, World Baseball Classic. That way, everybody's in midseason form. You don't got to worry about babying the pitchers, although they would still baby the pitchers, let's be honest. But, you know, it would be a much better showcase of baseball.
What you do is you install pitching limits like they've done, but maybe make them a little more stringent so that you make sure that you don't overuse a starting pitcher.
But what is that tournament in March? I mean, you're not ready for a global baseball tournament in March.
Americans aren't.
At least not in America.
That's not in America.
And really, that's the only thing that matters in terms of, you know, making the money and the television ratings and all that.
If you watch the World Cup soccer tournament, did you notice all the advertising around the fields was in English so the Americans could see it?
That's right.
But you're setting yourself up.
Most of it anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I noticed that.
You're setting yourself up. What happened to the NHL with the Olympics? They lost Tavares for the whole year. What happened last night with the NBA where Paul George broke his leg?
Yeah.
All it takes is
That's true, Tobin. And with these athletes getting so much money now, it probably is just a matter of time before the owners are like, wait a minute. But that Paul George injury was nasty.
And I think that game changed last night.
It very well could have.
All sports.
Very well could have.
Good mind.
It's possible.
So.
But still, when you look at the big picture for baseball and the amount of talent that's available in the world, maybe it's worth taking a chance.
No.
For the overall health of baseball.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you took the chance.
Wouldn't it be great to have a World Series that involved the whole world?
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. A true World Series.
A true World Series. Wouldn't that be great? Bring in teams from, you know, Asia and Europe and South America and you know, just all over from every continent, and you have a World Series, World Cup.
If you take the chance to start it in the first place, take the chance and put it into a more appropriate time of the year.
You know, as much as we've ridden Bud Selig's back, he was probably the guy that could have made it happen if they had brought it up to him.
Well, he's made a lot of money for a lot of people, though.
And he's made, you know, he's gotten baseball back on a financial sanity track, I think, for the most part. The money is incredible. But then again, you're not talking about sports, you're talking about entertainment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you start comparing movie stars and TV stars to athletes, they're all kind of in the same boat. And that's that's the cost of business. So.
Of course, the sheer volume of baseball. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get 81 games opposed to 8 for the NFL and, 41 for the NBA.
Yeah,
That's a lot of money coming
in. A lot of money.
Hey, do you think Oscar's ready to play every day?
I think he's been ready to play since he was born is what I think.
First at bat after Craig is traded and he gets that home run last night, he gets a double.
Yeah.
I think he's
the best thing that could happen to Oscar Tavares is he doesn't play. He plays every game except maybe two down the stretch.
Right.
You know, a couple of days rest. Get him in there. Let him play.
Roll him out.
So.
Yep.
Shane Robinson was called up yesterday, so we'll see.
Sugar Shane?
Yeah.
Well, he has no power to speak of. Once in a while, he'll muscle up. But he generally hits pretty well when he comes in as a pinch hitter. Now, not so much this year, but in the past he has. So.
We'll see what happens. See. But if Oscar Tavares doesn't play in right field every single day, something's terribly wrong.
Yeah, I'd
something's
be scratching.
Terribly wrong. Yeah.
Maybe the message didn't get received.
Well, then somebody would get a different type of message about that.
Well, and Tim, you and I talked about this, how with Oscar being the new right fielder, it makes the lineup very interesting in center field, because if you start Jay in center field, then other than the pitcher, you have two right-handed bats in the entire lineup.
Interesting.
Very left-handed.
Very left-handed.
Yeah. Went from no left-handed bats a few years ago to almost all left-handed bats now. Funny.
The only thing that never changes is the fact that everything changes.
That's so true. We are out of time here on Sports Saturday. For Tobin, Terry, David, I'm Tim on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. This is WQSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.